You're listening to Dimitri live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. It gets Dimitri 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You think by now I would know the names of the radio stations.
You would think. You would think, but obviously, clearly I don't.
You can also see this train wreck here on the River Talk Facebook page. The River Talk Facebook page. Oh, I wonder if they can hear. I wonder how the audio is with that. I wonder if they're hearing
two
Johnny
stations for one.
Really? Yeah, absolutely. It just dawned on me. Anyway, you can watch the show. It's a live stream on the River Talk Facebook page. And you'll see our special guest, in-studio guest, Dolph Santorin, who is running for the Republican nomination for House of Delegates, West Virginia, the 4th District, which includes pretty much everything outside of Wheeling, right?
Correct.
All right, great. And so we've been going back and forth on a few different things. You said you wanted to make sure that you were prepared, that you didn't like when you were not prepared, you wanted to avoid all that. You made some sort of reference to me asking questions.
Love your interviewing style, Dimitri. You know that. And it's just some things like the property tax issue. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I understand.
With that one. Boy,
I don't want to say the right answer is, are you going to do this? If I say yes, you know,
that's
like,
the right answer.
Get out the handcuffs.
That's the right answer.
But it is the right answer.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I don't know. What I do know right now is that in West Virginia, property tax punishes renters.
Yep.
Renters.
Yep.
And that's not good.
Start with that. Maybe.
Yep.
And you can even get the Democrats. You can even get a few Democrats to go along with that because the poor people are going to screw it over.
Yeah.
Well, they might.
You're going to richen the landlords.
That's probably would be their argument. Okay, so the last time you were here, we were talking about the roads and the problems with the roads. And I got to tell you, Dolph, I am so disappointed with the Division of Highways, Department of Transportation in West Virginia. It was a lot better when I was here the first time. It really was. It's really gone downhill. Going through the Wheeling Tunnel is, to me, one of the most depressing things about the area because it just screams, we don't give a rat's ass, that we don't really have very high standards. This is good enough for the valley. You enter from either portal, but especially entering from the Pennsylvania side, heading west through the east porthole, it is filthy beyond belief. The external is filthy beyond belief. The lights, half of them don't work. No one seems to give a damn. It's like driving through a colonoscopy. It's really, really bad. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, it's got to be addressed. And if you head eastbound, you know, the connector that puts you on 2 South?
Yes.
Is closed.
What happened? What is going on? I thought that was new.
They rebuilt it 5 years ago,
right.
And now it failed an inspection. So it's closed.
But why did it fail the inspection? That's why. Yep. Do you know?
If there's one thing where we don't get our money's worth, it's roads.
Do you know why it failed?
No.
Why is the media not covering this? This is a big deal. Is it the contractor who screwed up? Is it some supervisor? Is it the state? This is unbelievable to me.
Can we say their lights don't even work? Can we say lack of transparency?
Well, if I think,
it's, and it's going to take somebody going down to Charleston and rattling some cages to find out what happened.
Because
you know what? As a taxpayer, you and I deserve to know why that's closed and how come the hundreds of millions of dollars they ended up spending on that intersection didn't work.
Yes. Is that your district?
Yep.
Okay. You got to get the answers. In fact, get the answers from the Department of Transportation. We'll get you back on the air. I'm dead serious about this.
Mm-hmm.
This can be a very good campaign issue for you. I'm all in because this stuff's making me nuts. Also, why is it their lights don't work? Those brand new light towers? Some of them don't work. Some of them haven't worked in forever. I've been told by some people, I don't know if this is true, that these vagrants go to these light towers and steal the copper wire, and that's why we don't have all the light towers working. Have you heard that one?
I haven't heard that one.
If you could find out, I'm dead serious, contact the Department of Transportation. Oh, the last time you were here, You did not know who the secretary was for the Department of Transportation. You were embarrassed. And I thought, okay, well, surely he must know by now.
I am on the spot, Dimitri. I am on the spot. When I have to deal with the division of highways, I end up talking to Charlie Reynolds. Okay, he is not the director. However, Charlie is accessible. I have his cell phone number. I know how to rattle him. Is that fair?
No. Sometimes
you don't need to rattle the top guy, just the guy whose district it's in.
How would you know who the top guy is since you don't even know who the hell it is? But if you could find out, for the love of God, I'm serious, because you need a good campaign issue. This is a good one. Everybody would be in favor of this one. You come back on, you say, the Secretary of Transportation is X. Here's the Division of Highways. Here's who I talk to. Here's what's going on. Why the light towers don't work half the time. Why the exit has failed. Why nobody takes care of that. Do they not know how to change light bulbs in the tunnel? Do they literally not know how to change light bulbs? And the external, especially the east portal, as you're coming from Pennsylvania, it is filthy beyond belief. You make that a campaign issue. You get the information. I get you back on here, and you're going to have a campaign issue that is just the best, and you're going to win. Are you willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay. How soon?
How soon?
Will you do that today?
Okay.
No. That doesn't reassure me.
All right.
Do you want me to do everything?
Okay. I'll tell you what. I have very limited bandwidth until after the 12th.
After the 12th? That's after the election.
Yes.
No. That's not going to do. No. No. You change your bandwidth.
You want me to jump in? This is a good issue. Don't get me wrong.
It's a great issue.
It really is.
It's a great issue, and it's current right now.
Then I'll tell you what.
Yes.
When I leave here,
yes,
I will get on the phone with my contacts, and I'm going to find out what's going on.
Excellent. And we need details with all of this stuff. To me, it's incomprehensible. The light towers, are there homeless people, the vagrants stealing the copper? I don't know if it's true or not, but it certainly is plausible. Who knows? I don't know. But their light towers don't always work. And for the longest time, half of them didn't work. Mm-hmm. And now you've got a ramp that's closed that was built only a few years ago. Who's going to jail over this stuff? Why is the Wheeling Tunnel so God bless it filthy? Oh, and one more thing since you're talking about this. You know the importance of making a good first impression, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you're coming in from Pennsylvania on 70, what's the first thing you see in West Virginia? What's the first thing? We see that sign. Hi, welcome to West Virginia.
You see a closed welcome center.
Exactly. And not only is it closed, it looks horrible. It screams Appalachia stereotypes. Here we are, orange barrels,
Are you saying that? I'm not being angry.
It's a lay-down yard. It's a lay-down yard for crap. And this is our welcome center. This is our front door. Do you know how many people use Interstate 70 to go through West Virginia? Tens of millions. It's unbelievable. This is our front door, and it's been this way for years, and no one gives a damn here. No one gives it. You're laughing. I'm serious about this.
I'm completely agreeing with you. It's wrong. You know,
so you're gonna check that too.
No, what I'm going to do, that's on there. But what I'm going to do short term, is I'm going to find out about that bridge, and I will know the answer to that bridge.
Then you also include the light towers. Half of them didn't work. Now most of them do, but not all. These are all new. Everyone should be working. There's a problem here. And I was told by some very good sources, but I cannot confirm this, that it's the vagrants stealing copper wire. They didn't know what else it was, because these are new. I drive this more than you realize. I drive a lot. And I look at this and I'm going, this can't be for real. And now they closed the ramp, so now I've got to drive through downtown Wheeling to get to the library and everything. It just makes me nuts. And that Wheeling, you drive into Pittsburgh, Fort Pitt Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. All the lights work. It's clean. The externals, the outsides are clean. It's not that hard, but nobody cares here. Nobody gives a damn. The attitude is, well, it's good enough for the Valley. We should just, we should settle for this. I don't settle for that stuff. I don't. But most people do. And it just makes, it just, honestly, God, it just makes me nuts. All right, so we got a commitment from you that you're going to get the bottom of this today, and we'll get you back on the moment. I'm not joking.
I'm going to find out. I will find out about the exit. I will get I'll get everything I possibly can on the lights. But I don't, you know,
and, that and light the welcome here, center, here's there. And the, you ask him for all of this. Ask him for everyone. The worst thing to say is no.
I'm not going
to
have any time for campaigning. I'm going to be spending all
this
my time doing research.
This is your campaign. My God, you lead a horse to water if it's not making drink. I'm trying to help this guy. Oh, my God, between that and listening
Let me knock on some doors and say, hi, Mrs. Smith, I'd like your vote, please.
You know what? You know how to get Mrs. Smith's vote? Because I have thousands, literally thousands of people between the radio side and the Facebook page, literally thousands. You come in here with that information, 1,000 Mrs. Smiths will go, my God, Dolph walks on water. He's got the answers. He's going to do something. He has proven it, not just a promise, but proven it. Mrs. Smith and all the other Mrs. Smiths are going to vote for you. And you know that's true.
I do.
Because you're not talking to one person. You're talking to thousands of people.
I will get as much information as I can quickly. And hopefully, you know, I haven't picked my nose in front of the Facebook audience. Oh, come on.
And on behalf of the Facebook audience and our listeners, we cannot thank you enough for that. Poor Lacey.
Hey, I do have a face made for radio.
Oh, please. Oh, you and that licensed haircut from West Virginia. It's just absolutely, yeah, it's still on. All right. Anyway, so you wrote a lot of things here. You're pro-life. Let's go. Pro-life. Okay. Are you Catholic?
No.
You're not Catholic?
I'm not.
Santorin is not, is that Italian?
No, my dad got thrown out when he married my mom.
Seriously?
Yeah. They got married in a Presbyterian church, and that was before Vatican II.
Oh, wow.
Yeah?
Oh, wow. I assumed you were Catholic.
I go to the Episcopal Church.
Okay.
That's but church. I'm pro-life.
Okay. is the Episcopal Church the one headed by King Charles? Or is that the Anglican?
That's the Anglican.
Anglican, okay. Because the Anglican's got some real serious problems right now with that guy, let me tell you. I mean, really, really serious problems. So you say you're pro-life. Let me ask you this. Mm. The Pope, listen to me. The bishop for Wheeling Charleston is Mark Brennan. Nice guy. Mm-hmm. A Massachusetts liberal. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I actually do have the statement, which stuns me to this day, that, and I'm paraphrasing, that we should not be so hung up on abortion, that we reject the COVID vaccine because they use some tissue from aborted fetuses. Essentially, that's what he said. And I was absolutely stunned. I read it verbatim on the air here. What are your thoughts on that? If any kind of tissue is used from aborted fetuses, is that automatically a deal breaker for you for vaccines or not?
You know what? When it comes down to my health and it comes down to vaccines, I depend on the counsel of my physician. I just, you know, almost all of that is really complicated, and there's strains that go back decades.
True.
Okay?
But it is, and it guess is what? It is aborted fetuses.
You can't put that toothpaste back in the tube. In other words...
Are you familiar with what he wrote? Brennan wrote?
Mm-hmm. I am.
And that didn't... I'm not Catholic. I'm not religious. But that stunned me.
Really?
This is the bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese for, you know, Wheeling Charleston. And he's essentially saying, you know, don't become a fanatic. You know, hold on a second here. Regarding this about the COVID shots, I mean, honestly, I was stunned. That's why I read it on the air. Normally, I don't care about religion one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
This made me nuts. Anyway, more with our very special guest, Dolph Santorin, who has made a commitment to actually get the information that we finally will be getting regarding the closure of this brand new ramp. He's checking his watch. God, I got to get out of here. No, I'm so sick.
No, I'm not.
Okay. It looks like you are, though. It really does.